Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Lord, you are good. And we thank you for all the great deliverances that you have wrought. And even at the cross, when you declare that it is finished, we thank you. We receive it. We give you the praise and glory. As always, Lord, we know the entrance of your word, when it comes, it brings light. Now let that light shine in our hearts this morning to the glory and the praise of the Lord, and let the Lord be glorified. We give you all praise and all glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Praise the Lord. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, this morning, the fury of the oppressor is broken. Amen. Amen. That's right. The fury of the oppressor is broken. So that's what we're going to be talking about. It is our consecration service and it is a deliverance service. On every Sunday, every service is a miracle service. Amen. You can get a miracle anytime you believe the Lord. And when you get together with some real faith and some real power, then miracles are bound to happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to start in Isaiah chapter 51. The fury of the oppressor is broken in your life today. Amen. Now, Isaiah 51 and verse 9. Awake! Awake, put on thy strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. As in the generations of old. You know, so, you know, it's okay to challenge the Lord, to bestir himself again. And we're going to do that here this morning. Look, let's tell the Lord, you know, are you not it that I caught Rahab and wounded the dragon? And you're going to see how the Lord wounds some dragons here this morning. And, but you'll see in a minute also what the Lord has to say for himself. You know, so we challenge the Lord. We reminded the Lord. We say, Lord, are you not the one that dried the Red Sea? Are you not the one that made the waters a great deep and made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Are you not the one that heaped up the Red Sea on either side and caused the ransom to pass on dry land? That's the Lord. Amen. Amen. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and they shall come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's right. I, now that's the Lord. The Lord's going to say his own part now. I, even I, that's verse 12. I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou? And the Lord's going to challenge you now. We just challenge the Lord to stir himself up, and then the Lord's going to answer right back. The Lord's going to challenge you now. I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die? Or the son of man which shall be made as grass? You know, some people, every day, they are always afraid of somebody. Somebody doing this to me, something is happening to me, and so forth. The Lord's challenging you here this morning. I am the Lord. Hallelujah. You need to sanctify the Lord in your heart. And never mind what man can do and so forth like that. Listen to this. He said, why is it that you are afraid of a man that shall die? And of the son of man that shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord, thy maker, that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. So the Lord is going to tell us, remind us of all the great things that he has done. He is the one that stretched forth the heavens. He is the one that laid the foundations of the earth. And why is it that you are feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And the Lord is going to say, it's kind of a rhetorical question, and where is the fury of the oppressor? Where is it that's making you afraid? What is the thing that's making you to be afraid, saith the Lord? The fury, so-called, of the oppressor. Where is it? As if he's ready to destroy. Whereas I, the Lord, am right here by your side. Amen. Now, the fury of the oppressor is broken in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You say, well, the fury of the oppressor? Well, absolutely. Well, let me read a story here to you before we say a few things here. In 1 Samuel chapter 5, I will read this story to you of how the oppressor is broken. Praise the Lord. Now, in this story, of course, Israel, they had a lot of challenges with the Philistines and different people and so forth. And one time, you know, this was in the life of Eli and Samuel and so on. You know, one time the Philistines, they actually captured the ark. See, they did. So let's pick up this story here in 1 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 1. And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. So that's, they captured the ark of God. Now, when the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. Now, that's the god, that small g, the god of the Philistines, the god they worshipped and all that stuff, you know. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the ark before the ark of the Lord. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
That's right. Dagon was falling upon his face before the ark of the Lord. And then they took Dagon. They said, well, you know, because they didn't know why he fell down. So they took Dagon and set it back in his place again. And then when it came again on the next morrow, behold, Dagon was falling again.
Amen.
Amen. Upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. And this time, his head was broken. And the head of Dagon and both the palms and his hands, they were cut off from the threshold. And only the stump, only his torso remained on him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me paint you a picture. They had this thing, you know, called Dagon, whatever it is, you know, it was there, you know, and they brought the ark, you know. Now, first of all, well, it was because of the sins of the children of Israel. That's why the ark was taken and so on, you know. But nevertheless, they brought the ark. I tell you something about the ark of the Lord. You know, it's like the presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, the devil and the power of the devil and the powers of darkness will always fall before the real power of the Lord.
Amen.
How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
So they had this thing. They had this thing there. You know, they set it up, you know, there and so forth. It's kind of like their God and so forth. Of course, it was in their own temple. It was in the temple of the Lord. You know, so they set it up. And it was there on some kind of a pedestal. And then, well, as soon as they brought the ark in, they left. When they came back the next morning, this thing was falling down. So they didn't know. They thought maybe, well, it tripped or whatever. So they set it up back in its place. And then the Lord will show them something. The next time it fell down, his head was broken. And his arms were cut off.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now let's break some heads of some dragons in here this morning.
Amen.
Some arms off here this morning. Hallelujah. Because of the presence of the Lord. Because the power of the Lord is present to heal. Praise ye the Lord. You know, so the devil, you know, the devil likes to sit pretty and so forth like that. You know, in fact, Jesus said, look, a strong man, you know, when he has his goods in captivity, he's sitting pretty and he's sitting strong. You know, and he thinks, you know, everything is, you know, that he's got everything secure. Until a stronger than him comes upon him. And then that strong man will first bind him and then spoil his goods.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so the kingdom of darkness shall fall before the kingdom of Christ.
Amen.
Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
All unrighteousness shall fall before the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen to that as well?
Amen.
And the power of Satan shall always fall before the true power of the Lord.
Amen.
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 And in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 13, Jesus made this declaration. Every tree or plant or anything that is in your life that my Father has not planted shall be rooted up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you put that scripture up? Matthew 15 and 13. Every tree that my Father or plant or anything that is in there that God has not put in shall be rooted out.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That also means, you know, things that are not going right in your life. It means sickness, it means disease, it means doctors diagnose you for something and so forth like that, that doesn't belong there. Amen.
Amen,
amen, folks.
Amen.
That's right. You know, Jesus said, it shall be rooted out. Hallelujah. And let me tell you the way that the Lord sees it. You know, because the Lord, you know, he already seen the victory. The Lord already got the victory for us. In fact, he said on the cross, he said, it is finished. So he's already finished it, but we must enforce the victory that the Lord has already gotten for us. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let the devil get one over you, because the Lord has already given us the victory. Let me show you how the Lord puts it. In the book of Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 18. Luke 10:18. Now the Lord, he sent the disciples out, and they came back and they said, well, you know, the devils were subject to us and so forth, you know. And the Lord said to them, he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Amen, folks. That's how fast the devil gets away from the real power of God. He was moving at the speed of light. That's right. 186,000 miles per second away from the real power of God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's the same way Dagon fell before the ark. That's the same way the devil, he falls down, you know, he flees from the true power of God. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Praise the Lord. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't have no conversation with the devil. Rebuke him and cast him out. That's what the Bible says. Cast out the devil. Anywhere you go, you know, the devil is an illegal alien. He doesn't belong. He's a usurper. He doesn't belong there. He always likes, you know, the Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That makes the Lord my Father's house. So anywhere I see the devil, I must cast him out. Because he doesn't belong there. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Especially in your life and in your house and in your family. Don't even give the devil an inch. Praise the Lord. And don't be afraid of the devil. Why are you afraid of the fury of the oppressor? As if you are ready to destroy. Where is the fury of the oppressor? The fury of the oppressor is already broken, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So the Lord, he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And the Lord said in verse 19 of Luke chapter 10, he said this, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all. Now that's not some, that's over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. If you believe that, you can say amen.
Amen.
It's awfully quiet in the house for a message like this.
Hallelujah.
You know, I mean, I'm telling you what the Lord said already. I'm just repeating what he said. This is no new revelation. It is in the word of God already. But sometimes we forget. You know, because sometimes, you know, when challenges come and so forth, people forget. That's why the Lord keeps reminding them, I am the Lord that did this. And I am the Lord that did the other thing. I'm the one that stretched out the heavens alone. I'm the one that holds the earth in place by myself. I'm the one that said to the sea, thus far and no further. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Lord set the boundaries for the sea. He said, that's how far you go. That's it. You stay over there. And the Lord, he puts the moon over there. He put the sun over there. He speaks. Amen.
Amen.
And it is done.
Yes, Lord.
He commands. And he stands fast.
Yes.
And even all the sun, in the brightness of the sun, how bright ever it can get, the sun, the Bible says, they looked unto the Lord. And they were enlightened. That's how the sun gets its brightness, from the Lord. You know, and if the Lord, you know, will take his hand off, everything will be darkened. There's coming a time that that's going to be darkened, you know, and so forth like that. So, but, you know, the Lord said, he will remind them, I'm the one that brought you out of the land of Egypt and did all those great signs in your midst. You know, and I'm saying to you this morning, there are some things that the Lord wants to remind you of that he has done in your life.
Amen.
Because we forget. When we are faced with a present conflict, we forget the greatness of the Lord. And all the great things that he has done. But I'll tell you somebody in the Bible that did not forget. He was a young man, probably in his teens, or a little teenager and so forth. And one day, you know, he said, you know, his father said, well, go check out what's going on over there in the battle and so on. So he went there, You know, and he went over to his brothers and said, "Hey, what's going on?" They said, "Well, you know, we are in a fight here." And he said, "Well, I don't see any fight going on." Amen?
Amen.
That was David. Because he didn't see any fight going on. It was just Goliath, you know, that was bullying everybody. You know, so finally he said, "Look, what's going to be done to this man? You know, that is defying the armies of the living God." You know, everybody said this man defying the armies of Israel. David said, this man has defied the armies of the living God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's a difference. And he approaching this army, in approaching this fight in the spiritual already. And he said, "By the grace of the Lord, you know, I'll take him out." Amen.
Yeah.
And he said, "You're not even experienced in battle." So they brought him before the king because he was going around and said, "What's going on here? Why is this man bringing reproach to the armies of the living God today? And you guys are doing nothing." So his older brother comes there and says, "I know the pride of your heart," you know, and so forth. "You should have stayed with the sheep." Say, "Look, hey, isn't there a reason? I don't see anything going on here. Why are you all of you here? What are you just going to let this man bamboozle everybody all day long?" He said, so they brought him before the king. The king said, "What? You can't even go up against this man. I mean, this man is trained. He's a seasoned assassin. You know, he knows what he's doing. He cut your head off." David said, you know, and David, he never forgot the great deliverances of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, "Look, king, let me tell you something. I may be a little boy. I may not have been in this kind of battle, but I've got my own battles. And I have my own testimony."
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I tell you, one day I was keeping my father's sheep, you know, and well, you know, there was a lion that rose up against and took some of that, you know, took one of the lambs, and I went after him. He said, "What?" That's right. I went after that lion because he took something that belonged to me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I was going to get mine back. And I took a hold of that lion and I slew him and I delivered the lamb from him. So you did that. I said, "That's not all." You know, next time there was a bear that came up against me as well. Same way. And I went out after him. And in the name of the Lord, I destroyed him too. And I recovered that which was mine. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
He said, "What?" So, in like manner, this uncircumcised Philistine shall fall today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
David remembered the greatness of the Lord and the things that the Lord has done. And he used the testimonies of yesterday to arm himself for the present conflict. How many of you can say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord?
But sometimes most of us forget, you know, all the great things the Lord has done for you before. Now you are facing something. You may even be facing a life and death. It doesn't matter. The same God that delivered you before, he will deliver you again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the power of Dagon will fall again before the ark.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So as the story went, you can listen to the message on the website, The Slaying of a Giant. He went and he slew that giant and he cut off his head. And my lands. And everybody said, "Wow." You know, and this was somebody, they said, "You couldn't do it." You know, but he said, "Well, maybe I can't do it, but the Lord who delivered the lion and the bear into my hand, he also will deliver into my hand this uncircumcised Philistine today, and we will bring glory to the name of the Lord." Amen. Amen, folks.
Amen.
He didn't say, you know, "I am going to do it by my power." He said, "No, the Lord that did the other thing and did this other thing." So that's what you ought to say every time you're facing something. You ought to say, "The Lord that did this for me."
Hallelujah.
You ought to bring to remembrance. The psalmist, this same David, he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," in Psalm 103. "And everything that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, all the things that he has done for you." Always call them to remembrance.
Hallelujah.
Say, "The testimonies of the Lord are sure." Always call the testimonies of the Lord to remembrance, especially when you are facing a new conflict each day. Amen. Listen to this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And starting at verse 3, he says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." Verse 4. He says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." That means they are not by the arm of flesh. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, that, you know, that message of not being by the arm of flesh, he passed down through the generations. Because when he came to Hezekiah's time, he remembered his grandfather David, and he said, look, with them is the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God. Amen. Amen. And even Jehoshaphat, he said the same thing. Asa, all of them, they said, our eyes are upon you. They, you know, David, he passed down that message down through the line. And the people knew by the power of God, doesn't matter what you are facing, they knew that the power of God is greater. Praise the Lord. Amen. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Every dagon and every other thing and so forth shall fall in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Right. Casting down, verse 5, immediate imaginations. Everything that the devil, in fact, the scripture says, why did the hidden and the devil imagine a vain thing against the Lord and his anointed? Well, that's his job. His job is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. You know? But you know, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, he said, look, your adversary, the devil, is going about looking for whom he might devour. I want to tell you something, folks. The devil cannot devour everybody. If he can, he will not be looking. He will just be devouring everybody. You know, just devour, devour everybody. He may just devour. He can't do it, folks. He cannot. He can only devour you if you are outside the glory of God. That's right. If that ark is not present with you, then maybe Dagon can have a field day. But if the ark of the Lord, you know, you have to listen to the message also. God is our dwelling place. When you are dwelling inside the Lord, the Bible says that because I have made the Lord, which is my the Most High, I have made it my habitation. Therefore, there shall no evil before me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the devil is looking for somebody he may devour. When it comes to somebody that's got the real power of God, he flies out of there. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Praise the Lord. And I can tell you this. You know, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. You say he's bragging? Well, I can brag in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The devil, he cannot come near me, because I've got the name of Jesus as my banner.
Yes.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Well, what is your banner? What do you got? Is the arm of flesh your banner? Or is it the name of the Lord? Listen to this. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You know, and finish this off. He says, look, verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing. Let's go back to that. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now, that's against. Some people read that and say, above. You cannot be above. It's against. You know, because they're trying to, you know, put themselves, you know, at par with the knowledge of God. But Dagon shall fall down before the ark. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience. Look, anything that is contrary, as Jesus said, everything that my Father has not planted must be rooted out. Everything that is contrary in your life, any negative suggestion, don't even entertain it. Send it back to sender.
Amen.
Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Back to sender. Don't even entertain it at all. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You say you can do that? Well, absolutely. Because this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And he that is in us is greater than he that is without. So don't worry about the devil. People are always worried about the devil. People are always scared about the devil. You know, so forth like that. The devil is a defeated foe. And all his cohorts, sickness and disease and sorrow and pain and distress and all these things that he brings, they are the agents of the devil. And if you can get fear in there, that's how he gets all these things. He can get you to be afraid, you know. Fear has torment, folks. Fear will get you, get the life squeezed out of you. You'll be tormented, you know, and you'll be afraid and so forth like that. And the devil will take advantage of that. But be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
And in the power of his might. Amen?
Amen?
Be strong in the Lord. Don't be a pushover. That's right. That's what that statement means. When he says, quit ye like men already. Don't be a pushover. You know, don't let the devil push you over. Don't let the devil tell you stuff that the Lord's already giving you victory over. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Lord has given you the victory.
Amen.
You need to stand in that victory. And don't let the devil tell you otherwise. And if you don't, in case you forget, you know, then, you know, the Lord will remind you of all the great things that he has done in your life. And in case you forget, you can also go to the scriptures and look at all the great things that the Lord, but more importantly, the things that he has already done for you. Not just what he did in the Bible. I mean, the Bible is great. But I have my own testimony. Not just what I read in the Bible. I mean, it's all you have is what you read in the Bible. No, I have my own testimony. And nobody can take that from me. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I know what the Lord has done for me. Praise the Lord. And I remember all of the goodnesses of the Lord. And every time I face a present conflict, in fact, I just say, praise the name of the Lord. The Lord's got the victory. Amen. Amen, folks. You know, but when the devil sees that you've got some real faith, and he can't get a hold of you, it will go for your family too and so forth like that. But, you know, I got my family under the blood of Jesus. Yeah. Amen, folks. Yeah. That's right. The Bible says, a lamb for an house. You know, you put the blood on your entire house, and I guarantee you, anybody that came inside that day, that house, on the day of deliverance in Egypt, anybody that came under the house that had the blood on it would have been saved. Yeah. Even if an Egyptian, folks, are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Even if an Egyptian had entered inside one of those houses, he would have been saved from the destroyer because of the blood of the lamb that was on the house. Well, that was the blood of the lamb. That was the blood of a lamb in those days. How much more the blood of the real lamb who through the eternal spirit offered himself up once and for all, forever, for us, sir. Amen. If you stand in the liberty wherein Christ has made you free, don't let the devil bring you again into the yoke of bondage. Everything that has, you know, that the devil does is targeted to steal your joy. The devil will try to kill you. He'll try to steal your joy, steal your dreams, destroy your life, do everything he can. If he can do it too, you know, he will, because of unbelief. But if you know the scriptures, and you know where you stand in the Lord, you will not allow the devil to have a field day in your lives. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, listen to this. Everything that is contrary in your life shall be broken in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's right. Everything. You know. Now, you have to be the first line of defense in that battle, you know, because when the devil comes to you and knocks, if you open the door, then he's already gotten in. And once he gets in, I guarantee you, folks, you cannot tell him, you stay over there in that room and don't go to this room. Oh, no, no, no. He will take over everything. Because that's who he is, you know. So what you do, in fact, even the Bible says, even concerning the youth that are filled with the power of God, they will speak with the enemies in the gate. You say to the enemy, not in my house. When he knocks, you say, uh-uh. Move down the street. Amen. And in fact, not even in my street. Amen. Amen, folks.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So you be the first line of defense. Why? Because you put the banner of the name of the Lord in front. You know, and the devil, he'll challenge that. You know, he'll say, well, you know, and so forth. Did God actually say that he will heal you? You know, the devil, he will challenge all of that. He'll say, well, you know, isn't it because this and that and so forth? Isn't that why you are in trouble? It doesn't matter how you are or where you are or how you got to where you are. All you have to do is cry unto the Lord and believe the word of God.
Amen.
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 You know, sometimes because we don't take care of our health, you know, folks, God is not going to change his health laws for anybody. If you don't take care of your body, you will be sick. You know, things will happen. And some of you young people and so forth that eat all this junk food and so forth because you are young now, it'll catch up with you later on. You know, you eat all this pizza and all this junk and so forth like that. You know, and you know, maybe it tastes good. And you parents, don't feed your children with this nonsense. Praise the Lord. Because it'll catch up later on. You know, and so forth. Maybe now they can burn all that cholesterol and fat and so forth. But sometimes maybe they won't be able to do it. You know, and if they are used to this kind of stuff, it's not good for them. You know, so, you know, God wants us to live a healthy life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm not just knocking one particular kind of food. It's, you know, there's a lot of unhealthy stuff that we eat. It's not just pizza and all this stuff. There's a lot of things out there. But nevertheless, the point is this, you know. But even with all of that, you know, sometimes because we didn't take care of our health, and sometimes because of an attack of the oppressor. That's the fury of the oppressor. Whatever it is, whether it is self-imposed because you didn't take care of your health, whether it is something the devil brought upon you, or whatever, we are going to send it back to sender. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. The Dagon must fall before the ark. I want us to stand to our feet here this morning. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. And I want you to say, not in my house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not in my body. That's right. You know, don't even give place. The Bible says, neither give place to the devil. Ephesians 4 and 27. Don't give place to the devil. Because if you give place to him, if you give him an inch, he will take, as they say, the proverbial mile. If you give the devil an inch, he'll take a lot more than that. You know, or one little thing begins to set in, and then you begin to say, well, you know, that's the way it is, and so forth. No, that's not the way it is. Praise the Lord. You know, so don't let the devil, you know, do that to you. You stand your ground. And sometimes they say, oh, you know, ko sera sera, whatever will be, will be. You've heard me say that before. I don't like that song. You know, I hate it because, you know, whatever, what does that mean? You know, some people just, they just give up. They say, well, whatever. You know, what is whatever? You know, what I know is this. All things, Matthew 21 and 22, whatsoever that you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. How many of you say praise the Lord? So if you don't receive, it's because you didn't believe, or maybe it's not according to the will of God. You know, but, you know, sickness is against the will of God. We already know that. If it wasn't, Jesus wouldn't have been going about, you know, casting out and healing all manner of sicknesses. Amen. Amen. How God anointed Christ Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. And he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the fury of the oppressor. Amen. Amen. For God was with him. He was healing sicknesses. He was healing diseases and so forth. You know, that's Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. In case you are wondering if that's in the scriptures. And then throughout the scriptures, they brought to him people that were sick and he healed them all. Amen. Now today, if you need healing or deliverance for anything at all, you received a bad report. Doctors gave you up. You got a bill of whatever. Let me tell you something else too. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 9. I love this scripture. It says, if we receive the witness of man, then the witness of God is greater. Yes. Now, whose report will you believe? You know, well, the doctors may say, well, you've got this and you've got that and I, you know, this and so forth. And, you know, but I tell you something. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life. And more abundantly. That's in John 10 and verse 10. So which one are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the bill of evil report? Or are you going to believe the bill of life that Jesus brings? Amen. Amen. So which one is it going to be? You know, choose you this day. Joshua said, whom you will believe and whom you will serve. And I'm going to say to you also this day, you know, choose. Who is on the Lord's side this day? If you are on the Lord's side, if you are for life and life abundantly, you know, and if you reject sickness, reject disease, reject failure, reject backwardness, you'll have. Because Jesus said, you know, in the word of God, and we talked about this last week, you will be above only and not beneath. Praise the Lord. So anything that is trying to keep you down, that is the power of Dagon, and it must fall before the ark. Amen. Cannot keep you down. By my God, I have run through a troop. Amen. By my God, I leap over walls. You know, no obstacle is going to hold this man down. You know, he's going to knock it down, blow it over, get around it, do whatever. But he's not going to let anything hold him back. Amen.
Amen.
And don't let, most people are too easily discouraged. You know, so don't let anything discourage you. If you are going down the road and the road is blocked, you know, that's just a roadblock. Amen.
Amen.
Get out from there and find another way. Don't turn back and say, well, the road is blocked, I'm not going anywhere. No. You know, you find another way and you get to where you're going. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So now, because it's our consecration weekend, I want to give you a chance before we close this service. You say, well, I want to make a declaration that my body is free.
Yes,
Lord. Amen.
Yes.
I want to make a declaration that my life is free.
Yes, Lord.
And I believe that Dagon and the fury of the oppressor is broken in my life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If that's you today, you come forward and stand right here. And let's believe the Lord together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, Lord, behold the people of God that believe for their deliverance. Don't let the Lord pass you by, because if you do, well, that's your loss, see. Because there's a different anointing that God gives for every service. And in this anointing, the fury of the oppressor is broken in your life.
Amen.
That is the anointing for today. And if you believe it, you can receive it, said the Lord. You know, Jesus himself said, you know, you can have whatsoever you say, if you can believe it. He gave the condition, say, if you can say it and believe it, and not doubt any of those things, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass,
amen,
then you shall have whatsoever you say. So all you have to do is stand in the name of the Lord today and say, the Lord is my banner. Amen.
Amen.
I want those of you who are out here, say, the Lord is my banner.
The Lord is my banner.
The name of the Lord Jesus is my banner.
The name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in his name. Say it, folks. I have the victory.
I have the victory.
In his name.
In his name.
My body is free of disease.
My body is free of disease.
In his name.
In his name.
My life is free of defeat.
My life is free of defeat.
In his name.
In his name.
I have the victory.
I have the victory.
Now I'm going to pray for you and I'm going to believe the Lord, because the Bible says that if two of you, any two of you, shall agree together as touching anything that they will ask, the Lord is going to do it. Amen. So that's you and me in prayer. That's all you need. Just two of you to believe together. That's why the devil, he doesn't like husband and wife to be on the same page. Because that's the most powerful force that you can get in a Christian home. So when husband and wife, then they believe the Lord together, they can accomplish just about anything. They can pray and it's done. So the devil, he'll bring, you know, confusion in there and so forth. But not for you. That's not your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, you believe with me and I believe with you. And in fact, the Lord in the midst of it, that makes it a threefold cord. Amen.
Amen.
A threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Yes.
That's Jesus, that's you, that's me. So we believe the Lord together. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
even as Dagon fell before the ark, so everything that is in the lives of your people that are standing here today that you did not plant shall be broken in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Plucked out by the very roots.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Their body is free of sickness.
Amen.
Their body is free of disease.
Amen.
Their hearts and souls are free of anxiety.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Their mind is free of fear.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of power, the spirit of a sound mind, whereby we can say, Abba,
Father.
Father. Lord Jesus, thank you for the spirit of liberty that is upon your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Now we speak to the oppressor. Even as it is written, let my people go.
Amen.
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 The fury of the oppressor is broken in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For Jesus has already whooped the devil. He has spoiled principalities and powers. He has made an open show of them. Amen.
Amen.
He has even taken captivity captive. He has already defeated the devil. He even said, "Behold, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore.
Amen.
And I have the keys of hell and death," which the devil used to have, but Jesus went and got it from him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus, through death, see, through his death, he died that he might deliver them who through fear of death all their lives were subject to bondage because of the fury of the oppressor. That's in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. They were subject to bondage all their life, subject to fear because of the oppressor, as if the oppressor were ready to devour, as if you are ready to destroy. And where is the fury of your oppressor? The fury of your oppressor is already broken, said the Lord. It's broken in your life. Stand therefore in this liberty wherein Christ has made you free. And do not be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck. Don't let the devil put one over you. Send it back to sender in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Receive the life in abundance.
Amen.
That is from the Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And everybody says,
amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord.